Blog Talk Radio.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too.
Saw today. Good afternoon and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman is seen in her eyes because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. Today, I want to welcome and invite all of you to tune in and listen to my special guest, Henri Salis Tillers. And I'm going to have her to pronounce her name again when she comes live on the line. And I also want to welcome my co-host, Ms. Sandra Nelson. But Henri, welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Maureen. It's my pleasure.
It is a pleasure. Yeah. You are one classy, jazzy woman. And I want to welcome my sister, Sandra Nelson. She's my co-host, my right-hand lady. And I want to welcome you back to Sandra Nelson.
Thank
you.
You
know,
I'm so happy to have her.
Sandra Nelson, well, all of us are actresses, and we all bring something different to the table. But I want to, because we're all on a shutdown, I said, well, this is an opportunity for me to bring the actors and actresses and have them share their stories. So we see each other on the set, but we don't know where they come from. We don't know where their story begins. So I want to open the door and the floor to you. Tell us who you are and tell us your story.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much. My name is Henri. It's French, it's pronounced Henri, but in English it's Henry. So I'm pretty much getting Henry my whole life. And I, you know, it's the way my name is spelled. But I kind of grew into it because as a young woman, when your name is spelled H-E-N-R-I, everybody's going to look at Henry anyway. So most people probably never really even thought about how to pronounce it. But I pretty much lived up to the name. It's unusual. And so I think I'm pretty unusual, too. But I really just got started in this purely by an accident, really, and it happened in 2018. I'm big on Facebook, and so I used to follow it avidly. I mean, I would post every day, like pictures and flowers and nice little quotes and things. I'm a Chicago native, and so one of my classmates that graduated a year before me, I went to Farragut High School on the West Side, they posted that Empire was looking for Cookie, a new assistant. And so I kind of thought about it just kind of like as a little joke. And they pretty much knew that I was into theater and music and things like that. So she put the post up. And so just kind of like as a dare, I took it upon myself to try to find out what it was about, and it was through an agency called 99. And come to find out that
the damn artist.
Thank you, the agency, as they call themselves. But anyway, kind of found out that they wanted me to spend money And I always heard that, you know, an agent, you know, didn't want any money for anything. It was just something that I was just doing because I had some time. So I met this young lady as I was leaving, and she says, hey, you know, if you're interested in doing some work, there's this company, and they're on Facebook. They're called 4-Star Casting. And she said, and they have loads of Chicago TV shows. So you guys, Sandra and Maureen, you guys know about 4-Stars?
And we're about 9-9, too.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we connected.
Well, my thing is I'm not paying for nothing unless it's college to show me something.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely nothing. Or somebody that's going to help me do something, but you don't charge me for something that it seems like everybody else is doing, right? So we,
I think the red light comes on for 9-9 when they ask you to come for an interview, and the interview is always at night.
Not always, just at night too. But then they give you this spiel about these people that are doing so well, and you don't know who any of them are. I mean,
I have one. I know one who went through there, and you know him too. I'm not going to give his name. But he went through there, and he actually booked a commercial, which netted him some money for a whole year. And I was surprised. I've never met anybody. You guys know him. I'm not going to say who it is. You can, you know, I'll private message you later if you want to. But you can ask him, and he'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know him. Yeah, but he left.
You know, I'm sure I do. All of us are so close-knit. I mean, even with Sandra and I, how we met at Mark Harris's rap party, and then just come to find out that we've worked together on different Chicago shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Chicago industry is just really one of the coolest, because we literally had at one point 14 shows that were shooting out of Chicago. So that gave me, you know, some incentive, but I knew nothing about it. I was coming in, you know, and just in the dark. And so Rochelle Jackson, a classmate, kind of put a little dare out there. I didn't think she would really, she didn't think I would do it. And so I went, and that's how, you know, that's how I got started, because I met this young lady who told me about 4-Star. And so I went on Facebook, I saw it. They said, fill out this pop profile and give us your measurements and your size and height. Girls, look, I barraged them. I sent them about 20 pictures. I literally sent them that. They called me 2 days later, and the rest has kind of been like history. I was just thrown into it. I didn't know what to expect. And I got my first call. It was in 2018. It was with Anthony Anderson. He was filming Beats. I believe it was on Netflix. And I played a disgruntled Harold's Chicken patron. And, you know, we get to wear all our own clothes and everything. So I had on this loud color chartreuse jacket, and you know, it was hot outside, and I'm like. So as soon as the costume director saw me, she's like, oh, no, you can't wear that because that's just too much. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know that I was supposed to bring change the clothing. So I'm like, what am I going to do? But fortunately, I did have something else, like some jeans or something. So I run in this tiny little bathroom, and I started taking off my clothes. And then the director saw me, and he's like, what are you doing? I love that jacket, that whole outfit that you had on. I was like, oh, my God. Changed up everything.
Lack of communication is always on the set.
Don't you find the same thing that happens with you too, Maureen and Sandra?
Yeah. And I have a lot of issues, and I thank God for Sandra, because she is, for me, you know, I try to audition for a lot of roles that I think I fit with that, because I know the history of the street, but I never get them. So I'm dealing with what you will call an intra-racism situation, because I don't get a chance to play any black roles. They have me booked as ethnically ambiguous, and I'm playing the Italian or the Latina role, you know.
Okay.
But then it's always a lack of communication.
And then
so
I get roles for
dark skin, right?
Yeah. And I get real dark skin. And okay. I don't think I'm that dark. But okay. I'll take it.
I have worked with you on several shows. In fact, we did the Christmas Heist. We did that together where you were actually seen doing the ballroom dancing. And we all had to wear these long gowns and stuff. But we worked together on a couple of movies with Darlene Hunt, Extraordinary Casting. And you have listed that you are a working senior actress and you are a full-figured model. Tell us about that modeling that you do.
Well, the modeling thing kind of came naturally by me. When I was 15, I started modeling when I was just a little stick with maybe two bumps. So I just started modeling back then, and I just really had an affinity for clothing all as well. And so I started out making my own clothing. Like, the first thing I made turned out perfect, and I was like, this is a fluke, right? So then I just started making things, and I got to the point where, like, I was literally so good that I would see something in the store at, like, Marshall Fields, and we had Marshall Fields instead of Macy's and Carson's.
Oh, yeah.
And I would go in there. Yeah. Remember those days? State Street. And I would go, and I would make things that I saw, and I would wear it back in the store. And people would look at me, and I was like, I just saw you the other day. Did you get it? And I was like, no, I actually made it. So I kind of had the big head and started making my own clothing and thing. And so I got into modeling then. But what I found is, just coming back into the industry, when I started doing background work, I was literally for a year from, I'd say, June of 2018 up into February of 2018, I was literally on set 83 times. I literally there on all the shows, The Chi and Empire and Chicago Med and Chicago PD and just all of the shows that were there. And so then I just thought it was time to get an agent. And so I never had an agent before, so I was scared. And everybody would tell me, oh, you got to have all of this work, and you got to do a demo reel, and you got to have a resume. And I was like, oh, my God. I just didn't know what to do. So I contacted Gill Talent Agency, and I had been looking online and seeing that they were just doing some amazing things. So I just wrote a basic email. I'm always going to be me. I keep it real. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you know, I think I have a unique look. I don't color my hair. I don't straighten it. I don't do anything to it. I just pick it out and wear it. And I got these pictures, and I've been on set 83 times in less than a year and 8 months. And if you see anything you like, you know, give me a call. And took about 7 days, and then I got contacted by April at Gill Talent, and she said, come in, and I want to see you. And so I started freaking out. I went there, and she signed me that day, February 6th, 2018. And it just went up from there. And what I really liked about Gill Talent is the fact that she said, well, you know, we're in this together. So if you see something that you want to apply for and something that, you know, let me know, and we'll work it out. And so,
who was the agent's name, by any chance? Do you remember the agent's name? Was it Miss Riley?
No, the agent at Gill Talent is April Maria.
Okay.
April Maria
okay.
with Gill Talent. He works with Patty Gill. They started it. But she didn't really take me seriously, because when I got in there, she was like, oh, all of this background work, if we get started, it's going to have to stop. Because, and I was like, you know, because I was literally working 4 to 5 days every day for about 5 months straight. And so I was like, well, what's going to happen? So I had done a little commercial for a local attorney called Ted London, and a director is Morgan Houston. And that commercial is still on. I did that commercial in September 2018, and they're still running it. So I don't know if April took me seriously, but the next day she's like, Andre, I saw your commercial on TV. It was great. And I was like, it was? And she's like, yeah.
Now, Andre, are you getting any residuals from that commercial from Ted London? Or
I'm
did
tell
they
you
pay
no,
you
I
flat
am not.
Out?
No,
okay.
They paid me a flat rate fee, and that was it. But you know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you, in the industry when you're getting in it, you guys both know that we're going to do some things that are going to get us
yeah.
out into the public, you know. So
yeah.
we'll
oh,
take an indie
course. Of course.
For IMDb credit and things like
right.
that. And so that's just how it started. And so I heard about an agency that was in Green Bay, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
from Mario Andre, an actor that I met on Every Day Is Christmas, was the first extra role that I had where I was a featured extra. And he said, hey, look, they're looking for black people. He said, I'm telling you, she's going to sign you. And I'm like, come
oh,
on, man.
They're looking for black people, please.
And I'm telling you, and they were looking for black people because you have to look at it like this. You're talking about Green Bay, Wisconsin, okay? So when I went there, I mean, I think I had to stop off at Walmart like a little bit earlier before that. I didn't see two black people in an entire Walmart. And
yeah.
I
was, I've never been to Green Bay.
Well, you know what? They're looking for black people. I'm telling you. So I went there, and she signed me as well right away, and I started modeling, and I just literally fell in love with it. I started doing stills and commercials, and I was like, okay, I think this is what I want to do. Instead of, because, you know, you're on to yourself, right? And you've got all of these ways that you can manipulate your own look,
yeah.
and you can give them what they want, and it's just
right.
you. And so I started doing that, and that just led me to just being opened up to different roles. So I actually haven't had a chance to work in two movies in March, as well as some local things. I'm in a movie called Relation Trap with Dre Blaze. He's another actor, director, writer that I met
That's
on the set. Yeah, I met him on set. I think we were Red Line when that was the
Red Line.
And
you have a question here. You have a question from Sharon from Cleveland, Ohio. She says I'm interested in being a background actor, getting into the industry, but there doesn't seem to be anything here in Ohio. What should I do? Any suggestions?
I do have a suggestion. Sharon is contact like local people. I mean, you know, when you say it's not anything in there, it's not always going to be something that's listed. So what I did is I went onto Facebook and different groups that I joined with casting organizations. I just put
mm-hmm.
in casting organization under, you know, under the search bar, and it gave me. And then you can get pretty close because, like I said, Green Bay is about a four-hour drive from here. And I went there, Iowa, they have things. All of my work wasn't local, but I'd say about 95% of it was. So I would just suggest even looking in Google, casting companies in my area or whatever. And
right.
sometimes you can get with them where it's pretty nice. The movie that I just finished up is actually not a movie. It's a 16-episode series. It's called Prey, and I play a blind woman that's in a small town in Iowa, and there's this flim-flam preacher, and nobody can see what he's doing except for me, and that's the beauty of it. I'm blind, but I know what's going on. So that was a wonderful opportunity, and we filmed in Iowa. So they sent for me. I stayed out there 8 days. And the director, Joanna Koss, she's with Modern United Films, and she got me through my agency. So what I would tell someone is this, if it's one thing that I can impart to anybody, I think we need an agent. I really do. And I don't think you should wait until you have the perfect package, because I did a lot of work, but I didn't start getting any industry work, any after-SAG work, until I got it with an agent. And I got my first role that made me SAG eligible. I had a speaking part on Chicago PD, and it's already in the reruns. So your agent gets you into places where you don't think that you might be. And I'm not saying that I'm typical. I didn't feel like I had a point to prove, but what I did feel like is that people of my age, when I say I'm a senior actress, I'll be 60 in May, people of my age and my category, my look, I'm pretty normal. But you are thinking of what industry is looking for. The industry is looking for you. They're looking for me. They're looking for Sandra. Yeah. They're looking for Maureen. You don't know who they're looking for. Your look
exactly
is something that they are looking for. So you never never sell yourself short, you know?
And then the other thing, too, Sandra and I both had agents. And I used to be signed with Gil, but for some reason, that's a whole different show. When you are doing the research on agents, you must research the agents. Both of the agents that I've had, or all of them I've had, they reached out to me. And but you have to do the research. You have to do the research. You know, you really
have to
do the research on the agents. Because that one agent sent me for a speaking part on Chicago Fire. And they called for an African-American woman. And I went there, and when I got there, the lightest light bulb in the room, everybody else was dark. But I told the lady, asked me, what was I doing there? And I told her my agent sent me. And I did. They let me audition, but I didn't fit the role because I was too light. And so I didn't let my agent know that it says on there, African-American dark skin.
Wow.
So, but you have to do research on the agent.
You do. And you have to, you know, you also have to look at it like this. A lot of times when your agent gets something, sometimes it may be last minute. The role that I was just telling you about, Prey, where it's also, you know, hopefully there is going to the highest bidder. It's going to be 16 episodes, and my character is going to be in 8 of them. My agent called me while I was, you know, at work, and she was like, hey, can you come down here today? And I said, I can come on my lunch break. And I read for the part, and they let me know that day. We think you're great for the part, and, you know, and so sometimes it can happen so quick. But the direction that I had wasn't at all what they wanted. Same thing with Claire Simon. When I did my role for Chicago PD, my agent gave me my size and told me what I was supposed to do, and I went in there. This is just kind of like off the top, but you have to read what they want you to do, and then you can decide how you want to play it. But then when you get in there, the casting director has a different way of thinking it should be, and then even the director, when you get on set, has a different way. So I went in there like I'm this scared neighbor, and I'm fidgeting. I'm hearing gunshots. All to me, that's shocking. That's not something I live with every day. So I'm fidgeting and moving back and forth. And Claire Simon was like, "You're a little too upset. This is your neighborhood. You hear every day." And I was like, "Oh," she said, "Okay, calm it down some." So I did it, and then she said, okay, this time do it, and just don't be swaying back and forth like you're nervous and upset. So I was like, okay. So I ended up getting that role as well, but then I get on set, and the director say, you way too calm for somebody that's hearing gunshots.
Oh, wow.
So I went back to what it is that I thought that somebody would feel. So it's in communication, and your agent that gets you the information, to the casting director, to the director, to everybody. So, you know, it's a lot involved, but I will say it's been one of the most rewarding experiences that may not have – I know it wouldn't have taken place unless I had, you know, taken the dare. So thank you, Rochelle Jackson. I told her I was going to mention her name. But
nice.
It's
thank you, Rochelle. And thank you, Sharon, for your text question. So you are with Gill or are you with Hayes? Because they're two different entities.
Okay. Well, you know, it used to be Gill and Hayes Talent Agency, and the two of them broke up
story.
So now I'm with Gill. And Gill is just blowing everything out of the water. I mean, they have offices in Atlanta. California, New York, Chicago. And I noticed
that's
the same thing with Michelle Hayes as well. So these are two strong, powerful women that are just plugging it in. And you know what? I would say to anybody, you have to get in where you fit in, because I've had some experiences where I did an audition, a self-tape audition for Queen Sugar with Oprah's Network OWN.
Uh-huh.
I also had one with Tyler Perry. He has a new sitcom coming up that he's written for Nickelodeon called Young Dylan. So I auditioned for him for the grandmother role. So you never can tell what things are going to get you. But I will say this. I wouldn't have been able to do those without an agent, because the roles that I've had that have been network television and with these high-powered studios, it's so much work out there. And I think that you should take a chance. Now, I might get blackballed or stoned or papered or whatever for this, but I don't believe you have to have the perfect package in order to do acting. I'm not saying my situation is common at all, because I've been told by a lot of people that it isn't a common situation that somebody that my age can just go and break in to the field and, you know, get the type of response.
Well, I'm around your age, a little younger.
Now, I'm older than all of you. I will be 70. And I started because I met Melissa McCarthy at a dinner. So that's how I got involved.
I'm jealous of that. I'm jealous because I love that show, Mike and Molly.
So for Tyler Perry's movie, Young Dylan, did you get a call back for that? Because I know it's airing now.
No, I did not. And I looked at it like this way. I may not have gotten a call back, but how many people actually have auditioned for Tyler Perry?
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And then I got a Queen Sugar, an Oprah Winfrey Network audition as well. And I look at it like this. It's one thing that you guys and everybody that's trying to get into this industry, Maureen, I'm sure you know as well as you know, Sharon, is when you get called for an audition or anything, even if you don't get it, you now are out there. You're put out there.
Yeah.
You may not have been right for that role, but you might be right for something else. And that's exactly what anybody taught me. Absolutely auditioning. O'Connor Casting, I went there. I think I auditioned for them 10 different times. And I think my agent was just sending me out there just for fun, like saying, okay, well, I sent you. And so I was kind of getting a little bit upset because I was like, okay, well, why isn't this happening? And so I went to this class at the actor's studio, and he said, well, how many auditions have you been on? I said, about 10. And he said, well, out of those 10 roles, how many have you gotten? I said, 7. He said, well, what do you want, all of them? I said, well, yeah. Of course.
Well, the music is coming up. Music is coming up. Our time is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And I want to say, you know what? I'm going to have you back on because you have so much to offer. I want to thank you, Henri, and I want to thank Sandra because we have so much to talk about. Tomorrow on our show, we're going to have John Brunson, who is another actor, director, screenwriter, and we're going to hear from him, too. So I want to thank you.
All right.
I want to thank you for being my guest on In the Know with Mo. And I want to leave you with this. A woman should be two things, classy and fabulous, and that's exactly what you are. Until we meet again, stay focused.
and be blessed. Stay healthy, too.
Thank you so much.
This is
thank you so
much. Yes. Of In the Know with Mo, with Sandra Nelson and Henry Dallas Tiller.
I went in
you
town.
Can find us all on your Facebook page and on Instagram. Thank you.
And thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly through the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Oh,